Power is everywhere, and we use power all the time. Look around you. Think about how power has already made your day better. Electricity powered your kettle or coffee machine. The engine of your car was powered with petrol or diesel, or electric if you're one of those people. Your muscles powered you out of bed. Your phone or computer or tablet or CD player or MP3 player is enabling you to listen to this talk right now. Today, we are looking at Paul's second prayer from the book of Ephesians, and it's a prayer all about power, God's power. But what is this power for? Well, listen to this prayer from chapter 3, starting at verse 14. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. At first reading, this may sound like a bit of an anticlimax. Paul prays that out of God's glorious riches, he may strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit. It all sounds rather grand, and we wonder what huge exploit we are going to achieve with this great power. And the first part of the answer comes in verse 17, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Hang on, why do I need all the power of God in order for Jesus to live in my heart? I thought I'd done all that Jesus living in my heart business when I first became a Christian. The word that Paul uses, which the NIV translates as dwell, is a word that means to really make somewhere your home, to get comfortable there, for it to become your space. And here's the problem. In Ephesians, we learn all sorts of things about Jesus. He is equal with the Father. He died to save humanity. He is at the center of God's plan for the whole universe. He sets people free. He makes them alive. He gives them purpose. He brings people closer to God and closer to one another. He is absolutely perfect and amazing and holy. And then you have our hearts. And Jesus says he wants to live in our hearts. And we say, sure, why not? And then we go through our day. We're tempted to lie, but Jesus says, tell the truth. We begin to think a critical or judgmental thought about somebody, but Jesus says, show them grace and bless them. We seek to justify ourselves through achievements, but Jesus reminds us that nothing justifies us but his death on our behalf. We begin to have thoughts which are impure or unfaithful, and Jesus reminds us that this is not what we are made for. Or there's a gossipy conversation going on, and you've got something you'd love to say about that person. Please, Jesus, just this once. It turns out that our hearts aren't always happy having Jesus lodge there. But the thing is, there is nothing better for you, and there is nothing better for the people who come into contact with you than for you to have Jesus living in your heart, guiding your life, guiding your thoughts, guiding your words, guiding your actions. But if we're going to live in partnership with Jesus, we need to know the power of God to tame our hearts, to make them a place where Jesus can truly feel at home. Paul continues with his prayer. Now he prays that we may experience God's power in order that we may know the limitless, relentless, and immeasurable love of Jesus. On nature programs, we can now see what is going on over 2 miles below the surface of the ocean. The love of Jesus goes so much deeper than that. Or take our galaxy, the Milky Way. It's approximately 587,460 trillion miles across. The love of Jesus is wider than that. Right now, as you sit or stand or lay or walk or run as you listen to this, Jesus loves you, and his love for you is so intense, it is so real, It is so unbelievably huge. Without God's intervention, knowing and experiencing this love would be a bit like trying to catch a killer whale with a carrier bag. So as you go through your day, whether you feel strong or weak, whether you feel like a success or like a failure, whether you sin a little or sin a lot, whether you get an opportunity to talk about Jesus today or not, His love for you is exactly the same. Whether you feel it or not, you are so incredibly loved. So whatever you do today, remember that Jesus is living in your heart. You can trust Him. He's not going to wreck your heart. He will only make it better. And as a result, you will get better and become better and you will grow. So tell Him today that He is welcome in your heart and listen to Him throughout the day to hear how He may be guiding you. And thank Him. Thank Him for His immeasurable love for you. Ask God to help you by the power of the Holy Spirit to know that love deep down. And ask Him to help you to love and to make the love of Jesus known to the people around you.